Congress has just 4 days in the House and 3 work weeks in the Senate to tackle a stack of farm priorities before scattering for a 5-week recess ahead of the November 3 midterms. President Trump is pushing a nearly $88 billion supplemental package that folds into around E15 ethanol sales and $11.1 billion in farmer aid, while Speaker Mike Johnson works a rival $95 billion reconciliation plan with up to $12 billion in aid, but no E15. And Agriculture Secretary Burke Rollins is set to testify Tuesday. This matters because a new Iowa study from the Farm Bureau, Iowa State, and the Bankers Association found that farm income in the state dropped 53% from 2022 to 2024, with corn input costs up 37% and soybeans up 36% since 2021, and soy exports still hurting from China trade fights. On top of all that, the Senate farm bill and a tense fight over SNAP food benefit changes remain unresolved. So whether real help reaches struggling growers before the October safety net programs kick in is still very much up in the air. Farmer financial aid, a voluntary ethanol boost, and an overdue farm bill are again in focus as Congress races against a legislative clock with a raft of competing concerns. The House will be in a 4-day sprint starting Monday to wrap up a mountain of work by the end of the day on Thursday, ahead of a 5-week recess to give lawmakers time to focus on their re-election campaigns ahead of the November 3 midterm elections. The Senate has 3 work weeks left before adjourning for an extended break and an equally daunting to-do list. 2 major pending ag items are passing legislation to allow year-round voluntary U.S. sales of higher ethanol blends, known as E15, and to provide additional economic assistance for financially strapped farmers. President Donald Trump last month formally asked Congress to pass a nearly $88 billion supplemental funding package, most of which would be used for the military. The request also includes E15 and $11.1 billion in aid for ag producers. Agriculture Secretary Burke Rollins is among the administration officials set to testify on Trump's request in a full Senate Appropriations Committee hearing on Tuesday. How the supplemental fits in with the separate House Republican plan to pass military funds and farmer aid isn't clear. House Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican from Louisiana, has said he aims to pass a $95 billion measure in the House this week that would pave the way for legislation that includes Pentagon funding, farmer assistance, and the Save America Act, which would revamp federal election security laws and is Trump's top priority. Johnson, who forged the plan last week with Vice President J.D. Vance, said Congress would use the reconciliation process for the legislation, which refers to a parliamentary tactic that would bypass the need for Democratic support in the Senate. Johnson has called it Republicans' best shot at passage. The House Budget Committee approved the budget plan last week. It doesn't currently include E15, though does call for as much as $12 billion in assistance for farmers struggling with surging input costs and relatively low crop prices. Growers of soybeans were especially hurt last year when China temporarily stopped buying U.S. soy amid Trump's tariff war with the Asian nation. U.S. soybean exports are below the recent 5-year average due to trade frictions with China, according to a study released Friday by the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation, Iowa State University, and Iowa Bankers Association. The report focused on the ag economy of Iowa, the U.S. biggest producer of corn, pigs, eggs, ethanol, and biodiesel, and second largest grower of soybeans. Net farm income in the state fell 53% from 2022 to 2024 amid record high input costs, slumping grain markets, and trade demand uncertainty, the study found. Iowa row crop farmers are now facing a third straight year of costs generally exceeding prices. Corn production costs have jumped 37% and 36% for soybeans since 2021, with the biggest increases including machinery, seed, chemicals, and fertilizer, according to the report. Crop input costs are expected to remain higher than comfortable due to increases in planted area, broader economic concerns, and ongoing conflicts abroad, the study said. It's against the challenging economic backdrop that both Republican and Democratic lawmakers are pushing to get more aid for farmers, following assistance by the Trump administration, to help sustain them until October, when updated safety net programs passed by Congress last year take effect. But time is running out with midterm elections around the corner and a new Congress set to begin in January. It's also not clear if the House will be able to pass the budget measure this week, in part because it's not offset with spending cuts to pay for the new proposed funding, potentially leading fiscal hawks in Congress to reject it. Meanwhile, along with uncertainty of the path for E15 and the Senate, there are also questions on whether the Senate Ag Committee will be able to advance its version of the Farm Bill before the chamber breaks for August. Republicans and Democrats are in talks for a potential deal around changes in the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. Democrats say unless there is a delay in an upcoming shift of SNAP expenses from the federal government to certain states, some vulnerable Americans could see their food benefits cut. Republicans have said the program is riddled with errors and needs to be fixed. A compromise is widely seen as a key to getting enough bipartisan support in the Senate to pass the farm bill that would modernize key programs not updated since 2008. Tariffs of 10% that were slapped on nearly all U.S. imports by Trump in February are set to expire on Friday unless Congress intervenes. The administration put on the levies under so-called Section 122 after the Supreme Court struck down prior tariffs imposed under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. The administration also has been launching trade investigations under other authorities on the grounds of concerns over national security and unfair trade practices. Another big trade matter to watch this week is the third round of talks between the U.S. and Mexico related to the joint review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.